Morgan Wallen is arrested in Nashville, while the rest of country music was celebrated in Austin. We chat with Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter collaborators. We're on tour with Larry June. And reveal who's on the top of the Hot 100. Happy Monday, y'all. It's Billboard News for Monday, April 8th. We have such a show for you today, so let's jump into our top story. Morgan Wallen was arrested last night on 3 felony charges. Here are the details.
Yeah, I know that last night we lit the liquor top.
Just days after kicking off his 2024 One Night at a Time tour, Morgan Wallen was arrested in Nashville on April 7th. His attorney confirmed in a statement saying, at 10:53 p.m. Sunday evening, Morgan Wallen was arrested in downtown Nashville for reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. He is cooperating fully with authorities. They also confirmed his release from jail. According to WSMV, the arrest warrant revealed that Wallen was at Eric Church's Chiefs Bar in Nashville on opening weekend when witnesses said he threw a chair off the roof of a six-story building. The chair reportedly landed just 3 feet away from two Metro Nashville police officers who were standing outside of the bar on Broadway. After speaking with bar staff and witnesses, officers reviewed security footage to confirm Morgan's alleged actions. According to WKRN, a witness reportedly told officers they saw Wallen pick up the chair, throw it over him, laughing afterward. Morgan Wallen was charged with 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment and 1 misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct. He posted a $15,250 bond to secure his release. His next court date is scheduled for May 3rd, the same day his tour is scheduled for Nashville.
Last night, I was at the CMT Awards in Austin, Texas. As you can see, I'm still in the mood, so let's kick things off with a recap of the night.
Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson were big winners at last night's CMT Awards, while the audience won with some epic performances.
Last year, you have changed my life in every way I would have never thought my life could be changed.
Jelly Roll was once again king of the CMT Awards, taking home 3 trophies, including Video of the Year.
It's crazy, because we won 3 last year, so I didn't think it would happen again.
What's going down tonight?
Oh, goodness gracious, watch out. We might eat a burger and get crazy.
I heard you're going to 6th Street.
Listen, you know, I've been known to find my way to the comedy mothership here and there. If I don't make it tonight, kill Tony's tomorrow. We're going to go hang out with Tony Hinchcliffe.
While he won Male Video of the Year, Lainey Wilson won Female Video of the Year.
Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for supporting women and country. It's a big dang deal.
This is a fan-voted award, so what's your favorite part about your fans?
Oh my gosh. I feel like my fans, it's really crazy because it goes from like tiny little 2-year-olds to like old women and old men. It is so random. Nobody is alike, and that's the coolest part about it to me.
The country king and queen also took the stage. Jelly Roll closed out the night with Halfway to Hell, while Lainey took the stage twice. Performing her own song, Country's Cool Again, and a tribute performance of How Do You Like Me Now for the late Toby Keith. Other big winners of the night included Dan and Shay for duo group Video, and Carly Pierce and Chris Stapleton for collaborative video. Breakthrough male and female videos went to Warren Ziders and Ashley Cook.
You know, celebrating a number one, coming down here to Austin now. Coming off the Pretty Little Poison tour, the final Pretty Little Poison tour, going to this next era, next stage. And then fans always have my back and voted me, you know, breakthrough male artist.
I would not be here or anywhere, or any show, anything that I've achieved so far in my very young career without the fans, the people that have been there, the friends that I've made on the road now, people that care and want the music and care about the music. I cannot believe that I have a fan base that supports me this greatly.
The evening was packed with epic performances from legends like Keith Urban and newbies like Dasha. The evening's host, Kelsey Ballerini, even revisited her almost decade-old hit, Love Me Like You Mean It.
Say her name.
Hey, Cowboy Carter is number one.
It feels incredible. Congratulations to be.
And the girls of Cowboy Carter took the stage at the CMTs. We talked to all of them about taking on Blackbird, their matching tattoos, and all the good news.
I loved that we were all together on stage, especially because I get stage fright when I have to talk. So that was a great support system in place.
Don't make me cry.
I was like, oh, I'm feeling it.
I don't have words for yet. Like, that's the real. I don't think you can put Beyoncé into words, you know? And just knowing that she
knew what who I was and what I was doing and found value in it. That's really cool.
When did you even finally hear the final mix of the song?
You know, I found out along with the rest of the world what all of this sounded like and looked like.
That bird singing in the dead of night.
And talk to me about the meaning of Blackbird, because I mean, this obviously the song is so important for a lot of reasons, and to have you four black women on it.
You know what? I don't know if you've talked to the other girls yet, but we actually got matching tattoos.
No, well, I didn't hear that yet.
For me, I got mine. I have like black wings on mine, and it says, "Thou shall rain heavenly fire."
It's my little Blackbird. It's very minimalistic, and I like it. It's just a little simple, like, just like a little one outline of a bird in a dark night.
Amazing.
We all did it in our own style and kind of how we wanted to, but we just felt like this is a really big moment and just something to commemorate.
And after finding out the album is number one on the Billboard 200.
She's worked so hard, especially just act one. Now we're act two, and I can't wait for act three.
And if it wins a Grammy for Album of the Year. That's her
I
speech.
Guess?
That's gonna be her speech one day.
To have someone of that caliber reach down and lift us up is, it's really, really special.
Absolutely, I believe it. I've always believed that I was going to make history. Not sure in what capacity, but I'm just grateful that Beyonce allowed us to be a part of like her dream and her project. Like, this is phenomenal. I can't even describe how like excited and happy I am.
And we're happy to be a part of the journey. With Cowboy Carter finally out, can Beyonce top Future and Metro Boomin to return to the top? This is the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 for the week dated April 13th. Type Shit falls to number 10. Ariana is up a spot to 9.
We can't be friends.
Lovin' on Me slips down to 8.
But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby.
And Cowboy Carter's Jolene debuts at number 7.
I'm warning you, woman, find you your own man.
Beyonce and Miley grab number 6 with 2 Most Wanted.
I'm driving you crazy anytime you like. Oh, oh.
Teddy Swims is at 5. Too Sweet moves up to 4.
You're too sweet for me.
As Benson Boone stays locked at 3.
These beautiful things that I've got, please stay.
Texas Hold'em is back in the top 10 at number 2.
St. Texas, oh. Ain't no hold'em.
Hey. For a second week, Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar are at number 1.
The big three. It's just big me.
And Larry June is one of the brightest names in rap. Back at Rolling Loud, we got to spend the day with him, and we show you all of it in our tour stop.
My Rolling Loud was today. I put it on Wednesdays and shit, but I put it out today for a special event. Sock it to me.
This is a perfect crowd for Larry to just really hone in with his real fans and perform songs even from way back that I've been going.
All right, they just go get some control. Just make sure Smoothie's got it. Smoothie's gonna go crazy, don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Love having a little one gives wonders.
Still doing numbers. There's many more to come. I'm not a hit maker, nigga. I just do shit for the real niggas, man.
I'm really excited to put on a super dope show for you. We're doing something that's never really been done before.
It's confirmed pyrotechnics, right?
Yes, sir.
Pyrotechnics. There's some other shit you're not even gonna believe. I don't even wanna reveal it.
Showtime.
I gotta switch my hat. I came through with a exclusive strap.
Come on, Billboard, we finally made it to stage, man.
Yes, sir.
Be so leading and crowd.
Any song we vibing with you, my nigga.
Yeah. Good job, Larry. You know your damn beat.
For the full stop, head over to Billboard's YouTube.
What up, Monday? I need to go and take a nap, but make sure you come back Tuesday because we got Conan Gray. This is Billboard News.